Westchester's last remaining local community station. This is the one and only 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, welcome to the Steve and Lou Show. That's Steve May and Lou Felicione. And behind the glass, we got the great Nikki and Chuck. Hello, Steve.
Great to be here, Lou. Great to have another show.
Oh, great.
Actually, I think, Lou, he's just about to sing.
All right. Nikki's trying to stump me tonight. So far, he's got me.
He just gave me one hint. He said Todd Rundgren. And cool. I thought Utopia, that was his band. And then I thought of Nas, and I thought, and it wasn't them. So I'm wrong. So Meatloaf.
Of course.
There's a ding, 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 ding.
Meatloaf.
Of course.
I didn't know Meatloaf was with Todd Rundgren.
That was Todd Rundgren playing guitar.
Oh, wow.
Very talented guy.
I didn't know that. Good one, Nick. You got me.
And a producer, too.
You got me. As soon as I heard his voice, Meatloaf, I knew it was him. All right, let's get to the show here. The phone number is 914-636-0110. And there was another train derailment in Ohio. And this is crazy. You know, you hear on the radio all the time, the TV, the governor wants to build up around Westchester County, around the train stations, add more housing or whatever. So people take trains. It's the green thing to do. Take a train or whatever. It's fine and dandy, but we're not putting none into the train systems. We're not putting new electrical equipment, not putting new trains in, new tracks, new lighting, no nothing, no air-conditioned cars or nothing. You're increasing population and wanting the people to take trains to cut down on traffic in the city, but you're doing nothing for the trains or whatever. And then you hear about these accidents, too, in Ohio in the last month. It's crazy. It's crazy. It all ties in. Steve?
I'm doing what Senator Schumer does. When he starts taking the train and the subway, I will. But you know it. You see it on the Triborough Bridge. You see the flashing sign above you. Take mass transit. Well, that's a nice ideal, but until it's restored to the levels that you're talking about, it's not an attractive option if you are time critical. So you're 100% right. And the politicians should start talking about that instead of endemic racism and cultural values and critical thinking. We should get to the basics first, and that's public services, starting with the locality, New Rochelle.
I agree. I totally agree. And another thing that you're hearing now is that that if you have a piece of property, your house is on a property, you have a half acre of land or a quarter acre of land, you got a big backyard, you could want to put a housing on people's property. In other words, you want to add an extension, add a couple more rooms or whatever like that, or put another house altogether on your piece of property. This, I think this is the one of the most craziest things I heard of. We built a multi-million-dollar sewer treatment plant in New Rochelle. It's at capacity already. And all the apartment buildings aren't up yet. All the whole, it's not even developed. It's not even done yet. We still got about 5 or 6 more buildings or whatever. Yeah, I think about this, and I think about Anthony Galletta making a joke a couple of years ago on the radio. And he says, you know, I'd like to see halftime at the Super Bowl when everybody flushes the toilet. What's it going to be like with the sewer treatment plant? It's a joke, but it's true. How are you going to do that? And, you know, you look at the whole picture here. You look at Mamaroneck. And the Sheldrake River, you get a heavy rain in this area, and the Sheldrake River overflows. People's basements are flooded. These people can't get insurance. A lot of these people can't get this on their homeowners insurance for flood prevention. So, and then you want to add more housing, more people? It doesn't, it's, we're urban sprawling too much, Steve.
Without a doubt, we've heard in past years, we know. At the limit, right, with gas hookups through Con Ed. The politicians use Con Ed as the whipping boy. So they tell Con Ed, this is the policy, that is the policy, and it's left to the Con Ed people to explain what is no policy at all. Look at schools, Lou. We know we're overcrowded in some areas unfortunately losing population, losing students for reasons of choice and quality, too, we believe. The schools can't handle these changes. Remember the last hurricane, was that Ida, where some of the school facilities were, let's say, unprepared
exactly.
for the deluge of water. We are not ready for this, and I think you're right. It's very nice for the governor to state lofty goals, and they're nice down the road, give it time. But these are just general ideas. We're not ready to implement until we see what it looks like. And if she was half as smart as her supporters think she is, she should be giving us an example of what we're talking about. Say a community of 25,000 people. We're talking about not unlimited new housing, not unlimited per lot, but maybe a model. Here it is. They do it all the time, Lou. They have model zoning ordinances, model planning codes. It's done all the time. There are professions devoted to it. But you don't hear about that from the politicians.
No, you don't. You don't. And but to increase population and housing, and when you look at the sewer treatment plant that's overcrowded now, what are you going to build a new one? I mean, come on here. It's, you got to look at the whole picture here. Because a lot of times you can bite your nose to spite your face here. And that's what it seems like the politicians are doing here.
And you're right. And also, to that point, it's dependent on the loyal opposition, wherever they may be, in many towns, Republican, and I would say in most areas of Lower Westchester, Republican is the opposition. We need to hear from them. And we're not just talking about Mamaroneck. We need to hear from Yonkers and New Rochelle, too. Now, we all know, Lou, and I think our audience knows, that there is a meeting for Republicans only tonight at City Hall. It's no secret. If you're not a Republican, maybe you should become one. But in any case, Republican registered voters are welcome to City Hall Council Chambers tonight, 7 p.m. I will be there. I believe you'll be there at least for a while. And we should be heard on these subjects. But we also have to be speaking up, writing letters, going on the web, giving comments and calling radio stations and letting it be known what we think about these new housing policies, because we can't leave it to the politicians.
Agree. You know, and another thing with housing, what I don't like in the city of New Rochelle, there's too much rentals. It become a very transient city. It reminds me of Florida. You know, in Florida, you have a lot of rentals and people are so transient. Nobody gets involved. The Lions Club, the Boys and Girls Clubs, the Y's or whatever. Nobody gets involved. They use it as a sleep community, and that's what we've become, a sleep bedroom community. What's it? There's no shopping here. We've got to increase restaurants here. We got some restaurants, but we need to get people to take part of it. To me, I feel is that when you own something, even a condo or a co-op, you take pride in what you own. That's your nest egg. Even if you go at a co-op, that's your nest egg or whatever. So you take more pride in it. You keep the place nice. You keep the area nice or whatever like that. That's what we need to be in this city here. Because when it becomes a transient place there, people don't care as much as somebody like me and you, Steve, who own our own property. They don't care as much, and that's what we need back to the...
But also, you know, we'd welcome the right development of co-ops and condos, too. Those are ownership forms, and that's okay, you know, right? Yeah. We don't mind apartment buildings, but let it be with people who have a stake. Remember, Lou, like you said, we used to be known as a bedroom community. Nothing wrong with that, but if it means all you do is work in the city and come home to crash going to sleep because of the high taxes you're paying, it's nothing to be proud of.
No.
We need to have a whole community here where people stay and entertain, go out to dinner, and participate, like you say, in the volunteer organizations and churches and synagogues and mosques. and make this our community, not just a sleeping place.
I agree. And, you know, I mentioned the guy whose name again is Anthony. He'd been putting these things on Facebook about West Narrachelle and about the skating shows or whatever. A lot of people look at that and say, oh, look, old pictures, that's cute, that's this and that. I look at it a little different way. I look at the people participating, parents with kids, participating for these shows or whatever like that. People doing the landscaping for the show, the all the stuff that they put together, the mothers and the with their kids or whatever. You know, you don't see that no more. There's no community-ness in this city here. You don't see that no more. You see a lot of ball fields in the city of New Rochelle, which they manicure beautiful. Yep. Every one of our ball fields look like the Yankees can play on it. They're all in beautiful shape, but you see no kids playing.
Or if you do see any action, it's only organized leagues, which you have to join and pay a fair amount for. There's no free play anymore.
No, and this to me, this all makes a city. And that's what I miss with the New Rochelle. When my kids were young, they had the Boys and Girls Club. It cost me $15 a year for each one of my kids for the Boys and Girls Club. If I tell you what my kids play in Connecticut for their sick kids for soccer programs and little league programs and football, hockey programs. My grandkids, they're in the thousands with that. So, we had a lot of good stuff here in New Rochelle or whatever. We need to bring that back. We need to bring back community life. And that's what I think is lacking in this city now.
You're absolutely right. We saw it, Lou. I saw it in the soccer leagues, the youth soccer leagues, and I was guilty as any parent. Rah, 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 all good stuff. We started hiring private coaches, and that's when it lost a lot of its heart because it became too professional. Got to leave the parents and the kids involved. Try to make that the rule.
All right, that's the music. We got to take our first break, and we'll be right back. The phone number is 914-636-0110. Give us a call. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break.
Dynamic duo.
At least we know what we're up against.
Dennis and Tawny and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. The phone number is 914-636-0110. I got three callers so far, so let's get to the first caller, Bruce.
Okay, so we got that high-rise issue by the stations, and I think that kind of thinking gives Governor Hochul the Black Heart of the Week award.
Okay.
She's not thought this through. You have a power grid problem. You got to put electricity in all those places. And everyone knows we have a power grid problem,
yes.
And no gas stoves only makes it worse. You got a school grid.
Oh, yes, I forgot that new addition.
Bring people to the schools.
Yeah, I forgot that new dollop of unreality, no gas.
Yeah, and then you got a plumbing problem. Where does the used up water go? I made that delegate, didn't I?
I think we got enough gas in Congress.
That has to be processed. You can't dump that in Hudson, not with all the beautiful new fish we have. You got a hospital and medical care grid. Okay. And so she's not thinking this through. This is a multi-level gridlock she's creating, and absolutely. She hasn't thought this through.
Absolutely true. I don't know what it's like near you, Bruce, but I will tell you, if you want to get the lowdown, you won't get names, you won't get specifics. Speak to your Con Ed workers, the utility guys and gals who work in the streets. Ask them, how's the grid looking? How's our supply looking? Gas, electric? I've heard from more than one who says, Indian Point has not been replaced. There's no permanent solution to that.
Right.
Not yet, not on the horizon.
Well, right now, the facts of the grid are hid. They're not telling us, and it's a huge problem. And we got to get some other solutions. Before we build, we have to have the systems in there, you know?
I agree,
Bruce. And another thing is at Indian Point, they're looking to dump millions of gallons of toxic waste into the Hudson River, which is totally ludicrous. And you look at, I have a cousin that lives up in Cortland Manor, He just he has a house, over $1 million house. His taxes were $15,000 or $14,000. He pays more than I, less than I do, to tell you the truth, or whatever like that. House is tremendous house or whatever. And I asked him, "Cuz, how come you tax it?" He goes, "His taxes were absorbed by Con Ed absorbs a lot of their taxes and their people in that area, in Buchanan and Cortland Manor, and they absorb a lot of those people's area in taxes. So their tax base on $1 million houses is under $15,000 a year or whatever. And all those people now get reassessed to $25,000-$30,000.
Of course.
And the people who brought up there for that reason, because taxes were stable, now they're going to have to move because they can't afford to stay there. What are you going to do for? What are we going to do for electricity now? With another overload, or God forbid, another Sandy storm, or whatever
I'll make that example worse, Bruce, Lou. How about the new residents we're trying to attract? Says the governor, and again, generally a good idea, but under a proper regulation and consideration.
Yeah.
How are they going to pay for utilities with inflating costs of nuclear power replacement? How are they going to pay their share of taxes if they pay somehow? It's unfair to them.
I think in the long run, we've got to take another look at the thorium nuclear plants. The plants that if they fail, they cool off, they don't heat up.
Yes.
And the thorium nuclear plants can be made in factories, shipped on railroad cars, and plunked along the away like Legos.
Yes, that's the new model.
And I think we have to look at thorium a lot closer, because it's not particularly dangerous, and you could get quite a few tens of thousands of homes off of one of the units. I think we have to look at that.
No, you're right. And I've read about that.
System.
I've read about that and heard about it. It is the future. It's like a modular plant.
Yes.
And not every plant is a Hollywood production.
Yes.
It's all the benefits of manufacturing to a degree. It has to be explored. And the politicians who were so happy to switch to solar, nice goal. Not anytime soon are we going to be replacing any major energy source with solar or wind.
No. And in between time, you know, Blackheart Hochul, she does not allow the gas from that's coming up in Pennsylvania and Ohio to be shipped across the middle of the state to help New England. She won't let that pipeline get built. New England is looking like, where's our gas?
Yeah,
amazing.
And we got a state governor stopping it.
Yeah,
not the feds, a state governor.
Well, where are the feds? Can't the feds jump in? We want them to be involved in the rails.
The feds should be jumping in.
Why not gas regulation?
Come on, the folks in D.C., D stands for dysfunctional.
Absolutely.
And C stands for Congress, you know? Dysfunctional Congress. They're not going to do anything. We kind of have to do it ourselves. That's all there is to
say. All right, Bruce, thank you for the call. Thank you so much, Bruce. All right, thank you. All right, we got Lorraine on next. Let's get to Lorraine.
Well, hi. I think her plan sounds a little bit like Agenda 21 that we used to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
That the United Nations put forth. So maybe she's just following that.
Bad memories,
yeah,
for sure. I just want to agree with you from last week. You made a very good point. I said something about diversity. Like, you know, everybody likes diversity. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in the New York region, Northeast. But you properly said, well, only certain diversity is welcome here. Certainly ideological diversity, you pointed out, not welcome in many councils, in many forums, any volunteer organizations. It seems to be of one stripe.
Yes.
And we know. So,
yes.
Credit to you.
I'm sorry that the youth soccer went the way of having professional coaches. That's sad.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They were promising every parent, we're going to put your kid in the Olympic development program.
Yeah.
Remember that, Lou?
Yeah.
Not a chance with my family. Don't waste your money.
But I just wanted to say something about Dr. Fauci on TV saying that we're never going to hear where COVID came from, you know, if it came from the lab or not.
Yes.
Now, this is a professional researcher, right? Now, having worked at Rockefeller University, and they do medical research. Those professors or doctors that run the labs know what every other lab is doing. So for him to say that he doesn't know is a lot of baloney.
Yeah, of course.
He knows exactly where it comes from.
Is this a new quote? Is this an old quote or a new quote you're referring to?
No, a new quote.
Really?
He's saying now on TV that we'll probably never know whether it came from the lab or not. I mean, does he really think people are so stupid? And for his own profession, they know what every other lab in every university around the world is doing.
Of course. They're very competitive.
Yes,
they know.
Very, extremely competitive. So he's just such a liar. I mean, I don't know.
And he gets away with it, right? As they used to say in wrestling, and the ref doesn't see it. The ref being the press. Some press. Some fair press.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Now, I don't know if you've gone to the presentation about the link in Neurochelle, which makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Memorial Highway.
Yes, the highway.
I've seen presentations. I haven't gone to any recent events.
Oh, well, now this is the third company that's doing presentations on this particular development that we're going to get. Tonight, it's at the church on Main Street. I don't know why they're not having a presentation in City Hall about this, but I guess they decided not to. But they're doing it the same old way. You go and sit at a table. They now have Legos you can play with to design the link. It's insanity. We keep doing it the same way all the time. I mean, just tell the people what you're going to do. Why do this false, I don't know.
Involvement. You're right.
Yes, it's false.
They used to be called facilitators. What, Lou, do you remember Hillary Clinton took the lead in it? She'd wade into crowds. Good for her, and she would like stimulate discussion, but she didn't let it go anywhere where the organizers didn't want it.
No,
of course not.
It's managed.
I mean, they still have the boards up with all the pictures. I don't know. We're insane in this city. I really mean it. I don't know what's
all the tricks of machine politics. I hope the Republicans come up with some ideas. They don't need answers tonight or this week. They need to come up with some ideas. And as Lou Feliciano will tell you, it's got to involve recruiting more members, new members, making a core of volunteers and workers out of the population. It's not enough to post on the internet. You have to act, work, knock on doors, give money.
And not be ashamed to say you're a Republican. I mean, you know.
Of course.
Everybody should be invited to the table. Everybody.
Everybody. I mean, and try to get the young college kids if you can. I don't know if that's possible.
I think you can. I own a college. I think had a young Republican club for a time. I don't know if they do anymore.
And the same thing with this housing, these buildings they're putting up. Who could afford the rents in these buildings? You know, you're talking about $1,500 for a studio, $2,000 for a studio or whatever like that. How do you afford these rents or whatever like that? It's crazy. They should put a little bit more low-income housing in this city for people who really need housing or whatever. That's what they should do or whatever. They should put more low-income housing here. Give everybody a chance to have a decent place to live.
Lou, they have low-income housing. It's called illegal apartments.
Yeah, I know. You're right, Lorraine. You're 100% right.
I mean,
you're 100% right.
Remember that line, code enforcement. It's real.
Yes. I mean, you know, it would be very easy to get decent low-income housing, but this
Lorraine, when we were kids, you had occupancy laws in cities. You don't have that no more. There is no more occupancy law because when I was president of the First Street Homeowners Association, I fought for that. I says, there's people next door here. They got 14, 15 people. Freddie Taylor was the guy used to go around and check apartments. There was one guy in the whole city of New Rochelle used to do it, Freddie. And he said, Lou, there's like 15 mattresses down there laying on the floor.
Yes.
People just sleeping all over the place. So
I think we have a lot of that, and we should really look into that and either close it down or
so, Lorraine, the question has to be asked. If this idea of accessory housing beyond zoning or in spite of zoning goes any further, the prospects are not good if they're not going to enforce the codes.
Yes, because you don't know who's going to be in those
exactly.
Houses.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lorraine. Tell John I said hello. All right. We'll be right back after this top of the hour here.